It's okay.
Yes, we are, Dr. Siddiqui.
Alhamdulillah.
Let me go to the... السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you and your families and protect you. So we are continuing our study of Surah Al-Imran. Actually, we are coming towards the end of this surah, a few more sections. So this is the 17th section, starting with the ayah number 156. And the discussion is at this in these sections, discussion of the Battle of Uhud, which was a very important battle, second battle. Muslims have to defend their city of Medina. And these ayat are reviewing, critical review of that battle and the mistakes that were done by some Muslims, and also the way that hypocrites and the disbelievers behaved. All of these things are mentioned one after another in different ways. A lot of lessons are drawn, a lot of points are given for people to understand for their life in general, not just for that battle, but in general. And the most important thing that are mentioned here is that life is very important, but the life should be used for good purpose. The good cause, and even sometimes you have to make sacrifices. So if there is a good cause, the cause which is approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is the purpose of life. And the leadership of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, the ideal leadership in every way. All prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were honest and decent people, great people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his final Prophet Muhammad as a great favor, as a great mercy for everyone. So let's begin, inshallah, from the ayah number 156. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا وقالوا لإخوانهم إذا ضربوا في الأرض أو كانوا غزا لو كانوا عندنا ما ماتوا وما قتلوا ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم والله يحيي ويميت والله بما تعملون بصير وَلَئِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتُّمْ لَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ وَلَئِن مُتُّمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ وَلَئِن مُتُّمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate, O you who believe, be not like those who disbelieved and said about their brethren who went out on a journey or campaign, had they stayed with us, they would not have died or been killed. That Allah may make such thoughts a source of sorrow in their hearts. And Allah gives life and causes death, and Allah sees all that you do. Indeed, if you are killed or die in Allah's path, truly, forgiveness and mercy from Allah are better than what they amass. And indeed, if you die or are killed, truly unto Allah you shall be gathered. So, after the Battle of Uhud, because of the some mistakes that were done by the people who were appointed on the hill to stay there, and they came down, then the enemy came from the other side and attacked Muslims, and the number of Muslims were killed. And so after the battle, some of the munafiqeen, some of the hypocrites, and some of the disbelievers in Medina, they started creating doubts in the minds of Muslims and saying different things about the Prophet, peace be upon him, as well as the decision that was taken for this battle. So one of them is that we were telling you not to go outside of Medina. And if you would have stayed and listened to us, you would not have been killed. People would not have been killed from the Muslim side, and they would not have died. So to create some kind of sorrow and regret, anguish in the hearts of the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, be not like those who disbelieved. And they said about their brothers, that means these are the people who are living in Medina, they are not brothers in faith, but they are still brothers because they were living there together. So they told them, إِذَا ضَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَكَانُوا غُزَّا, when they went out traveling, ضَرْب فِي الْأَرْضِ means traveling, going out, or they went for a campaign, for a battle. They're telling them, if they were with us, if they would have stayed with us, they would not have died. They would not have been killed. So that they feel sorry and they regret. Why did we go? Why did we do this? All of these things that after the event, people sometime come and say, this is you made this mistake. You made this mistake. لَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, so that it will become a regret, it become a sorrow, an anguish into their hearts. So there are three answers given here, and then some more given later. The first answer is, life and death is all in the hand of Allah. Allahu yuhyi wa yumit. It is Allah who gives life, and it is Allah who causes death. And Allah is watching everything. Allah bima ta'amaluna basir. Allah sees all that you do. That does not mean that you don't care for your life. That does not mean you become irresponsible. No, it means that you, of course, you protect your life. Protection of life is very important in Islam. There are many ayat in the Quran mention that. That do not expose yourself to death, to destruction. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ, and protect yourself, protect your family, protect your people. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, so yourself, خُذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ, take precautions. So these ayat are there in the Quran, but at the same time, it is mentioned that when there is a need, an obligation to protect your people, then you have to do that. Protect your people, protect your city, protect your area. So protection is also important. So yes, life to be protected, that doesn't mean that you become careless, but at the same time, have trust in Allah. And if it is the right cause, then right cause sometimes requires sacrifice. So Allah is the one who gives life, and Allah is the one who causes death. Allah bima ta'amaluna basir, and Allah is watching everything. So stay on the principles. And there are priorities. Sometime you have to understand what is more important and what is more needed. If the need is to protect, your people, then that of course has a priority. Otherwise, yes, every person should respect his own life and protect your life. Don't put yourself into harm way. But that doesn't mean that now you become coward and you don't do anything. So Allah yuhyi wa yumit, believe in Allah and have trust in Allah. Life is temporary and it is in the hand of Allah. Whenever He wants to give life, He gives life. Whatever way He wants people to die, people will die. So death is in the hand of Allah also. When a person is going to die, where a person is going to die, how a person is going to die, it is all known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu yuhyi wa yumeet, wallahu bima ta'amaluna basir. So have trust in Allah. And then another point is mentioned, and if you die in the path of Allah, and the path of Allah means for a good cause, for the cause of righteousness, to protect the deen of Allah, the religion of Allah, protect yourself, protect your people. Not aggressive war, but the war of in which you protect. So if it is sabilillah, Quran emphasizes that fighting is allowed only when there is aggression against you. And you have a right to protect yourself. So if you die in defending yourself, in defending the good cause, defending the rights, then whether you die or where you killed, you are going to receive the maghfirah from Allah. La maghfiratun min Allahi wa rahmatun khairun mimma yajma'un. And some people think that, I have to protect my money, or I have to protect my property, I have to protect this and I have to protect that. So they collect things, but actually it's much more important than to receive the maghfirah from Allah. Allah's forgiveness and Allah's rahmah, Allah's mercy. Allah forgive our sins and bestow His mercy upon us. And that means Jannah. That means the eternal happiness, eternal bliss in the garden of eternity. So Allah says, لَإِن قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُتْتُمْ لَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, whatever they amass, whatever they collect. People collect a lot of things, thinking that these things are going to give them permanence. That is thinking that this money is going to protect us. Money is not going to protect us. The wealth is not going to protect us. What is going to protect us is Allah. And of course, if the life goes in the right cause, then this brings maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then furthermore, the third point is given, وَلَئِن مُتْتُمْ وَقُتِلْتُمْ لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And if you die and are killed, you are all going to become, to be gathered before Allah. So anybody, in any situation, any person dies or killed will be gathered before Allah. There is a day of Hashr, Yawmul Hashr. The Hashr means gathering, big gathering. The whole humanity will be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the day of Hashr. And this Hashr is to wear with. And people are going to come out from there. Ila Rabbihim yasaloon. That people have come out from their graves, their places of death, and come out and raised up, and they will all be rushing towards the gathering place. La ilallahi tuhsharun. So we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. We belong to Allah, and we are going to be gathered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three points are given. One point is death and life in the hand of Allah. Second thing is, if the life is used for a good cause, it brings maghfirah. It brings forgiveness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third point, everybody is going to gather before Allah. So there will be a day of judgment, and the ultimate reward will come on the day of judgment. So these are this is the way how answer those people who are creating panic, creating doubt and regret and sorrow in the hearts of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't pay attention to those kind of words, but understand. So understand two things. One of them is that it is very important to protect life, your life as well as others' life. Protection of one life is like protection of the whole humanity. Destruction of one life is like the destruction of the whole humanity. But at the same time, if there is a threat and people are going to attack you and people are going to destroy you, then you have a right to stand up. And this is an obligation. You have a right to stand up and defend. And that is, that brings, of course, possibilities that people may die. But then at the same time, Allah is watching everything. And there is a great reward for that, for standing for the good cause, for defending the right things. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِعَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It is by the mercy from Allah that you are gentle with them. Had you been harsh or hard-hearted, they would have scattered away from you, from around you. So pardon them and ask forgiveness for them and consult them in affairs. And when you have decided on a course of action, put your trust in Allah. Allah loves those who trust Him. If Allah helps you, none can overcome you. If He forsakes you, who then can help you thereafter? In Allah, let the believers trust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was hearing a lot of criticism, who was hearing all the rumors spread against him by the hypocrites and the disbelievers. And some Muslims were also getting influenced by that. Allah says, you are kind, O Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh, and it is Allah's mercy on you that you are kind, you are soft, you are lenient, and keep it that way. Because of the criticism, because of all these things that people are saying, don't become harsh yourself. Don't change your mood, don't change your style. You are under the mercy of Allah, you are rahmatul lil alameen. You are the mercy for the world. And it is by Allah's mercy, because of Allah's mercy, that you are kind. So your kindness is a blessing of Allah for you, because Allah sent you as a mercy. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. And Rasulullah SAW used to emphasize that. Lean, kindness, softness is always good. Rifq and lean, he used to emphasize that. That in anything there is some rifq, kindness, it makes it beautiful. So his life was beautiful. He was good to everybody. To his family, to his people, to his followers, and to even others who opposed him, he was kind towards them. Allah said, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If you were harsh and hard-hearted, people will not have gathered around you. People are coming all over from the Prophet ﷺ and gathering around him. They would have gone away. لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. So that was the quality of Rasulullah ﷺ, and this should be the quality of all of us. All the believers, they should be that way. They should be kind, especially the leaders. Leaders should not be harsh people. And they should not be hard, because then people will not come. Yeah, so you are supposed to attract people, bring them closer to you. And Allah says, fa'afu anhum, pardon them, pray for them, and consult them. Fa'afu anhum, wastaghfir lahum, washawirhum fil amr. So yes, there are some of them are saying wrong things. Forgive and ask Allah to forgive them. And seek their opinions, consult with them. And the Prophet did that at the time of Uhud, at the time of Badr, and other occasions he did that. Shawirhum fil amr. So Shura is a very important principle of Islam. The Prophet was told to do that. Shawirhum fil amr. Messenger of Allah, even though he was receiving the revelation, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to give him a revelation on many matters, but sometime Allah will not give him the revelation and he has to ask people, consult with the people. So Allah did that so that he as a leader, as a prophet of Allah, be an example for that, for other people. And those, the other people who have no access to revelation, they need revelation. I mean, they need consultation. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ash-Shura, there is a whole surah called Surah Ash-Shura. And in that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. So Amr, شَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرَ. Amr is important matter. Important statements or important actions. Al-Qawl, Al-Fi'l. Whether you say something or you do something, if it is important, then you should consult others. And do not say, I don't need that. So every matter in which the interest of other people is involved, consultation is necessary. Consultation is important. And مَخَابَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارَ. The Prophet said, مَنَدِمَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارَ وَمَخَابَ مَنِ اسْتَخَارَ. The one who makes consultation, he will not regret. And the one who makes istikhara, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show him the right thing and guide him to the right thing, will not fail. Shawirhum fil amr. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to consult the Sahaba in the matters in which he did not have wahi. You remember the Battle of Badr, the Prophet camped in one place. The people who came with him, Prophet and the Sahaba, they stopped in one place. And a Sahabi came and he asked the Prophet, are you here because Allah told you to do that? Is this because of the wahi, because of the revelation? Or is this your own decision? And the Prophet said, this is my own decision. Then the Sahabi respectfully suggested, he said, Prophet of Allah, I suggest we move from here and go to another place. That will be better for us. So Rasulullah Sallam, that was the way of Rasulullah Sallam. He accepted that suggestion. At the time of Uhud, the same thing. The Prophet Sallam asked the Sahaba, should we stay in Medina and defend our city from inside, or should we go outside and confront the enemy outside? Some of them said we should stay inside, and some of them said go outside. And then Prophet ﷺ accepted the opinion of those who said go outside. So mashwara, shura, wa amruhum shura baynahum, wa shawirhum fil amr. Of course, you should not make mashwara anybody when there is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is a clear command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't need to do mashwara. You don't ask people, should I pray or not pray? should I go give zakat or should not give zakat? I mean, this is not mashwara. This is not based on that. This is a command of Allah. Farida, you have to do it. So do mashwara in the matters in which there are various options, various possibilities. And then you do that. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ Once you make a decision together, after consultation, you make a decision, تَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ Then have your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me move. Don't be hesitant after that. You did all the due consultation with the proper people, the people of Ahlul Hal wal Aqd, the people who are of knowledge, people who are of experience. You discuss with them and they said, this is what we should do. And you reach to some conclusion and you say, okay, fatawakkal ala Allah. Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. So tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important, but tawakkul does not mean that you don't plan, you don't discuss, you don't consult. Make consultation and then have tawakkul. Tawakkul ala Allah. Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. Allah loves those who put trust in Him. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them, protect them, and bless them. Inna Allah yuhibbul mutawakkilin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ يَخْزُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So another very important point, that the real help comes from Allah. If Allah help you, no one can defeat you. No one can overcome you. And if Allah forsake you, then who can help you after Allah? There's no one who can help you if Allah's help is not there. وَإِنْ يَخْزُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ So that is the believer's trust in Allah. That is our iman. That is our faith. And that is our confidence. إِنْ يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ In every situation, remember that Allah's help is the most important thing. And Allah help those who do right things. Allah help those who help themselves and who take good care of themselves and who do things in the right kum. وَإِنْ يَخْزُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ And if Allah forsakes you, then who can help you thereafter? وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون and believers must put their trust in Allah. فليتوكل لام is لام of أمر here. فليتوكل المؤمنون let the believers they put their trust in Allah. Their trust in Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Rely upon Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فليتوكل المؤمنون so this is the Prophet is merciful. Kind. And this kindness and mercy of the Prophet is from Allah. And the Prophet is told that he should keep up that way. He should keep that way, his kindness. He should not become bitter. He should not become harsh. He should not become hard to the people because he is supposed to bring the people closer. So forgive. Even those who oppose him, forgive them. Unless there is a need to punish the people who are creating problems. Otherwise, generally, prophets used to forgive. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ And pray for them. Ask Allah's forgiveness for them. And have consultation. In all important matters, have consultation. And put your trust in Allah. Allah loves those who trust Him. Make your effort. Make your plan. But really, the real help is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an important point, very, very important point for life. That is how you have your whole understanding of life, your whole philosophy of life. That is, we plan, we do our things, but again, we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah does not, would not help us, nobody can help us. Nobody can support us. So this is, that means always stay on the right path. Always do the right thing. In whatever situation, whatever condition, stay on the right path. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلَّ وَمَن يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ كَمَنْ بَاءَ بِسَخَطٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ هُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِندَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. It is not for any prophet to betray, and whosoever betrays, he shall bring what he took by betrayal on the day of judgment. Then every soul shall be paid fully what it earned, and they shall not be wronged. Is he who pursues Allah's good pleasure like one who comes under the anger of Allah, and whose abode will be hell, a woeful destination? They are of varying ranks in the estimation of Allah, and Allah sees well all that they do. Allah has certainly favored the believers that He sent among them a messenger from among themselves who recites His revelations to them. He makes them grow in purity and He teaches them the scripture and wisdom, while before that they were in manifest error. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizing this point that prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most honest people. Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the most trustworthy people. So in this, remember that in this battle of Uhud, some people started collecting the booty, thinking that if they won't do that, then they will miss their share. Prophet may not give them and may give to some other people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to correct that. No, you are, have the messenger of Allah among you. And you don't have to have this kind of idea that we go into the battle and then we must collect all these things. You have a leader. You have the messenger of Allah. So Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلْ. No prophet betrays. No prophet cheats. No prophet lies and deceives people. This is not the way of the prophets of Allah. So messengers of Allah are the very high standard people. Their moral, their manners of great morals and manners, they don't commit this kind of things. That you have stories in some other scriptures, for example, or some other places where prophets are not of sometimes of good character. Some of them, they lied. Some of them, they cheated. Some of them, they did all kind of things. But the Quran has a different standard for the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are perfect people, wonderful people, great people. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلْ. No prophet, لِنَبِيٍّ, in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ, any prophet. No prophet betrays. No prophet deceives. And whosoever deceives, they will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will be exposed. They will be exposed. Whatever they have taken, they will. It will be shown to all the people. And it will be a great shame that in front of everybody, it will become exposed that what you were doing. Allah save us from that. وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Remember. So anyone who will do, hide things and quietly, secretly cheats and deceives and lies, steals, robs, whatever, everything, whether if it is not exposed in this world, it will come in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers us. And that's why we say, Allahumma asturna. Allahumma aghfirli warhamni wahdini wajburni wasturni warzuqni. You know, between the two sajdas, you make this dua. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah have mercy upon me. And cover me. Don't expose me. And forgive me. And provide for me. Allahumma aghfirli warhamni wahdini wajburni. And guide me. Wahdini wajburni wasturni warzuqni. فَمَنْ يَغْلُ الْيَاتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And those who will do that, Allah will show that. Unless they repent. Unless they correct. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And then every soul is going to be paid in full whatever they have earned, and nobody will be wronged on that day. Nobody will be wrong, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, kind, merciful. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّمٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. I'm not a wrongdoer. I'm not an unjust person, unjust being for my servants. So of people, this is in the context of the Uhud, is that you don't worry about the Prophet. And you should have just followed his instructions. And then say, "Afa man ittaba ridwan Allah kama ba'a bi saqatin min Allah." Those who follow to the pleasure of Allah, the contentment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not like those who come under the anger of Allah, under the wrath of Allah. Because those who come under the anger of Allah, their place become hell. And this is a very bad place. Bi'sa al-masir, an awful, a woeful place of stay, a destination. And those who follow Allah, the Rizwan, they are of different ranks. Some of the very high rank, prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the messengers of Allah, النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, the prophets and the martyrs and the truthful people and great people, هم درجاتٌ عند الله, they are different levels. So they receive Allah's blessing, Allah's favors in Jannah, and they will be in different ranks. And Allah knows everything. Allah sees everything that you do. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have no prophet will do anything, but especially Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah certainly conferred a great favor upon the believers that He sent among them a messenger. مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ, from among themselves. يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, reciting to them His revelation. Yuzakkihim, making them grow in purity, in goodness, teaching them the book and the wisdom. And before that, they were in manifest error. So coming of the Prophet Muhammad is a favor of Allah, is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loved the humanity that He sent among them a messenger. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Now, of course, coming of the Prophet ﷺ is a favor to whole humanity. He was sent for everybody. And He was sent, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He was sent as a rahmah for the world. But who recognizes that? Who benefits from His mercy? Who benefits from His teaching, from His guidance? Mu'mineen, believers. So Allah says, this is Allah's favor. But people who recognize this favor are the believers. The believers should be more conscious of that. And they should appreciate that. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah did favor to the believers that He sent a messenger from among themselves. إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يعني من البشر. From among the human beings. And so He is a human being, like them. He is a human being, but He is a messenger of Allah. So they understand that it is, and then some people say, min anfusihim means from among the people whom they knew, the Arabs, who knew his family, who knew his lineage, who knew his background, who knew how, where was he born, how he grew up, what kind of personality he was. So min anfusihim. Isba'atha fihim rasulam min anfusihim. And there is a reading in which they say min anfasihim. Not anfus, but min anfas. And he is the best among them. Nafis. Anfasihim. The most decent person. The best person. Isba'atha fihim rasulam min anfusihim or anfasihim. But the reading that is most common, majority of the scholars, readers of the Quran, they read it min anfusihim. So min anfusil, min anfusil nas, from among the people, among the human beings, or from among the Arabs, or from among the people whom they knew, its contemporaries knew him very well. And this prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him for what? Yatlu alayhim ayat. So that he received the revelation from Allah, the ayat of the Quran. He received the revelation and recited it to them. First thing is to read the book. And the Prophet reads the book to them and teaches them how to make the tilawah. Alladhina atainahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawati ulaika yu'minuna bih. Those whom we have given the book, they read it as it should be read, and they believe in it. So how they do the tilawah? They do the tilawah the way the Prophet did that. The Prophet recited the Quran. And Prophet ﷺ used to do that. Whenever any revelation came to him, he used to recite it to the people. He should recite it in his salat, in his prayers, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr. And he would recite it in his khutbas, Friday khutbas, and other times he used to recite to them. So he used to recite the Quran. And he also do their tarbiyah, which is called tazkiyah. This is make them, teach them how to be good people, clean people, pure people. So he used to help them to be good and pure, pure in their morals, pure in their manners, pure in their relations with each other. That is, he raised a generation of people like that. And they became the best people ever lived on the face of this earth. وَيُزَكِّهِمْ. Like this, the word zakat comes from that. Zakat is the purification. And تَسْكِيَةُ nufus, تَسْكِيَةُ afrad wal jama'a. The Prophet ﷺ came to purify, to clean, to raise people and the groups, families, on righteousness, on truth and justice and goodness. And he was teaching them the book. He was not only giving them the book, not just telling them this is the book of Allah, but he used to teach them the book, how to understand the book, what is the right way of understanding. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ تَعْلِيمُ الْكِتَابِ. And also he used to teach them hikmah. What is hikmah? Hikmah is called wisdom. And this is فعل ما ينبغي كما ينبغي. To do what is right the way it is right. That is hikmah. That is wisdom. And that is how to practice the rules of the book. How to implement in your personal life, in your social life, in your economic life, every aspect of your life, how to live by this book. This is hikmah. And hikmah is also to understand the priorities, awlawiyat. Hikmah is to understand the maqasid, the objectives. Hikmah is, that is, you understand what is the right way of doing things. يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And people before that, before the coming of the Prophet, they were in the manifest error. They were living life like animal life, not understanding. Akhlaq were not that good. The manners were not good. They're fighting each other, doing all kind of right, wrong things. So they were before that like that. The Prophet came and made them better people, good people. And he himself said, خَيْرُ الْقُرُونَ قَرْنِي. The best generation is my generation. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَرُونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَرُونَهُمْ. Then after that, those who came after them and then after them. So as long as the people followed the Prophet ﷺ, they were the best people. And this is the way to improve. This is the way to make ourselves better. The Prophet came. First of all, Prophet is the mercy of Allah. Prophet is the favor of Allah. Prophet is from among the people. Human being. Well known. And he came to tell us how to read the book and improve our personalities and understand the book of Allah and understand how to apply the book of Allah in our life. وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وليعلم الذين نافقوا وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله أو ادفعوا قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لاتبعناكم هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان يقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم والله أعلم بما يكتمون. When an affliction befell you, though you caused twice its like, you said, whence is this? Say, it is from yourselves. Truly Allah has power over everything. And that which befell you on the day when the two armies met was with Allah's leave, and that he may distinguish the believers, and that he may distinguish the hypocrites. It is said to them, come fight for Allah's cause or defend yourselves. They said, had we known there would be fighting, we would have followed you. That day, they were closer to disbelief than belief, saying with their mouths what was not in their hearts. And Allah knows well what they conceal. So this is referring to the battle of Uhud. And there was a defeat before that. In Badr, they were successful. And it created certain doubts, certain things in there, that we are on the right cause. Our enemies are wrong. They disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in Allah. And we are with the messenger of Allah. How come we had a problem? How come we are defeated? Or how come we did not succeed? So Allah says that this is the way Allah tests people. Because you are good, because you pray, because you do right things, doesn't mean that you are not going to have difficulties. So stay firm in your faith, because all of these things come to distinguish the good from the bad, right from the wrong, and strengthen the people. So Allah says, أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. You had affliction, you had difficulty. But remember, in the battle of Badr, you received blessing double. Your enemies suffered twice than what you suffered in Uhud. So now you say, أَنَّ هَذَا. Whence is this? Where from this thing happened? Say, خُلْوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. It is primarily because of your own mistakes. Yes, you were with the Prophet. Yes, you came out to defend yourself, but you did not follow as you were supposed to follow. So this setback is because of that. Huwa min indi anfusikum, because of your own deeds. So reflect on that. Try to understand what happened. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. And then Allah says, this is also by the permission of Allah, even though it happened because of your own, but nothing happened without the permission of Allah. Allah is by Allah's leave it happened. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Whatever happened to you on the day the two parties met, that means believers and disbelievers, it is by Allah's leave. And so that Allah may distinguish the believers. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. عَلِمَ يَعْلَمُ means to know and also to mark out, to distinguish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of course knows, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to mark out, to separate and to distinguish the believers and those who are the munafiqeen, who are the hypocrites. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا. Because it was said to them, come and fight in the cause of Allah, defend yourself, defend your city. And they made excuses. They did not go. And then after that, when they said, if we had known that there will be fight, we would not have done that. But actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what they are saying by their mouth. This is not in their heart. They were not sincere. They were not serious. On that day, they were closer to kufr, disbelief, than to belief. And they say by their mouth what is not in their heart. Now, human beings are supposed to tell the truth, and truth is that which is inside your heart. What you believe inside, you say that. And if you don't say that, you say by your mouth something and inside something else, that's not true. And Allah knows what you are hiding. Wallahu a'lam bima yaktumun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the people. And in this test, the believers were successful. The non-believers failed. And they were exposed. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ وَقَعُدُوا لَوْ أَطَاعُونَا مَا قُتِلُوا قُلْ فَادْرَءُوا عَنْ أَنفُسِكُمُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنْ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Those who said of their brethren, while sitting at home, had they obeyed us, they would not have been killed. Say, ward of death from your own self, if you are truthful. And consider not those who are killed in Allah's way to be dead. Nay, they are alive with their Lord, being sustained, being happy with what Allah has given them from His bounty, rejoicing in those who have not yet joined them from among those who remain behind that, no fear shall come on them, nor shall they grieve. Rejoicing in the blessings and bounty of Allah, and that Allah does not neglect the reward of the believers. So this is another point that was mentioned before in 161, that some people say to their brothers, their compatriots, if you had followed us, we would not have been killed. And now they are saying that if you had obeyed us and stayed with us, you would not have been killed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you cannot avoid death. Can you avoid your death from your own self? Moth will come. And then another point is given is that those who die for the right cause, they are not dead. I mean, you think that they are dead, but they are not. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءً. They are living. So life is physical life, and Alif is also the spiritual life. So they may be physical dead, but they are spiritually alive. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are alive with their Lord, and their Lord is providing them. He's taking good care of them. And they are very happy. فَرِحَيْن. They are happy بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Whatever bounty Allah has given them, يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَحْقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And they also rejoice and happy that there are people who are following this path, and they shall have no fear and no grief. So they recognize what they have received, and they also recognize what their brothers are going to receive, what the people who are on the same path will receive. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. And they are rejoicing in Allah's favors and Allah's bounties. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُطِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah does not cause to waste. Allah does not neglect the reward of the believers. So it's very important point given here after this setback, that people are trying to create doubt and fear and panic and suspicion. Allah says, no, you have to stay on the right path. Yes, you protect yourself, but at the same time, be brave, strong when it comes to stay with the truth and defend what is right. Never do aggression against anyone, never do wrong to anyone. But again, if people do wrong to you, you have a right to stand up and protect yourself and do justice to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Help us to understand His message and live by it. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. A question from one of our participants, Dr. Siddiqui. Before we were in our human form, did we have any knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the existence of God as such? Was there any free will for us to choose? Can you shed some light on that?
You know, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in our hearts. That is, especially at the time of difficulties, even those who do not acknowledge Allah, somehow they come and they say, you know, the worst atheist, when they face tragedy, they say, pray, please pray. Sometimes you are in the aeroplane and the aeroplane is, you don't know what is going to happen. Going up and down, all this, the winds are taking, and then everybody put his head down. That is inside. People cannot deny that. And the Quran has mentioned this example as a proof of existence of Allah, as a proof that human beings have that in their fitrah, in their nature. And then of course, there are many other proofs from where this world came, who created the whole thing, this whole phenomena. Is how can all of these things happen, this beautiful world, this orderly world, this universe, how it can happen? Even the little thing cannot happen without somebody doing it. So this is a cause and effect. These are the many, many things that are there. If people are stubborn, then of course they will deny. But even the same people who are stubborn and deny, they realize that at the time of difficulty, at the time of crisis. So the faith, belief in Allah is in the nature of the human being. And that's why most of the people of course don't follow, but most of the people still believe. In United States, it is estimated that 93% of the people are theists, they believe in God. So a large number of people are theists in the world. They may have different ideas about God, but still they believe in God. They're still in the hidden power. There is a power behind everything.
Can you also talk about the covenant, Dr. Siddiqui? Did we give any promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in recognizing Him? Was there any covenant, any promise taken from humanity prior to our
existence? The Quran mentioned that before we came to this world, our souls were in front of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our souls to stand before Him. And Allah says, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Lord? And everybody said, Bala, Shahidna. Huh? They said, indeed, you are our Lord. We testify, we make the Shahada. So we made the Shahada already. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so that when you are in this world, you do not say that nobody told us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us. Ashhadahum ala anfusihim, alastu bi Rabbikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our souls to testify. Our existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is within our souls, within our beings. And that is what we have to work on that. And the prophets come as muzakkir. Fazakkir innama anta muzakkir, lasta alayhim bimusaytir. Remind, you are only a reminder. You are not imposing anything upon them. So what we are reminded? Quran is zikra, again and again, it is a reminder. And this reminder of is something that is inside us, in our mind, in our souls, that is there.
Thank you. I'm not seeing any other questions. Anybody have a question?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, everybody. Dr. Siddiqui, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You know, the very important Allah's reminder of consultation, commitment, discipline, and put the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like a key word for our organization, Muslim organization, board of directors, masajid. We need to keep on emphasizing this kind of training behavior as a part of that. And it can only be promoted through the Quranic studies, which you are doing, mashallah. So, again, I would like to see that how we can emphasize to all board members that they should join this session, you know, as a part of the commitment to serve our organizations, so as the Shura members. Maybe they are attending through the YouTube or Facebook. It is very possible, but I think it is important to strengthen our organization. We need to continue to commit ourselves with the understanding of the glorious Quran. That's my basically comment. I see that how important it is.
Jazakallah. Thank you. I think Shura, as I mentioned, is a very important principle of Islam. There's mentioned that believers, they conduct their affairs through Shura. Shura is consultation. And even the Prophet was told, Shavirhum. Make consult with them. So we have to understand that. And we do consultation in our family. Husband and wife should consult with each other. Children, when they grow up, we should consult with them and they should consult with their parents. In the community, we should do that. In our masjid, we should do that. In our Islamic centers, we should have a whole system of shura. We should do that. Our communities together, many Islamic centers. Here we have in Southern California, alhamdulillah, more than 100 Islamic centers. They should be together. And we have, alhamdulillah, a Shura Council. Support that, work together in this Shura. And then after that, of course, in all levels, we should do that. So Shura is an important aspect of Islam. In terms of living your life, in terms of conducting your affairs, amruhum shura bainahum. We should emphasize that certainly. And it requires understanding, it requires patience. Shura is, people say, it is like extracting honey from the beehive. Now, beehive has also bees, sometimes they bite you. So in the Shura, sometimes people bite you. You may have some problem, but you have to be patient because after that you will get honey. And honey is sweet. And Shura is coming from the word Shira. Shira is sweet. So Shura brings sweetness. And Shura brings success in the life. And people have to understand that. This is a very beautiful word that the Quran has used and emphasized that. So it is tough. It requires patience. It requires, you know, listening to others. People have, you have to empower others to speak and criticize. Don't say that nobody has a right to criticize. Everyone, people have right to criticize. Freedom of speech, if it is used in the right way, that's the whole principle of Shura. The Shura is a very important principle of Islam. And then once you make decision together, then you follow that. Even if it was against my opinion, but as long as collectively a decision is made, we listen to that. We should obey that and follow that. So these are some of the very important principles of Shura. And as long Muslims observed that and lived by that, they were successful. But today, the problems and the failure has come because you have dictatorship. We have authoritarianism. We have people who have who think that they shouldn't listen to anybody. And so we have to change that. We have to change that. This is the way of success in this life. And this is the way to follow the way of Islam. And of course, succeed in the Akhirah. May Allah guide us.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui, for the more beautiful.
So we have
closing dua, Dr. Siddiqui. Of course, we look forward to continuing classes next Sunday.
Inshallah. We have a dua for Brother Muhammad Qadir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa. Is not well, and all the other people who are not well, may Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shifa anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifa an la yughadir saqama. Nas'alullah al-azim rabbal arsh al-azim an yashfiyahu. Nas'alullah al-azim rabbal arsh al-azim an yashfiyahu. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal him and to remove his difficulty, his pain. And dua maghfira, we ask Allah to forgive and bless Brother Zahir Qadri. اللهم اغفر له وارحم اللهم اغفر له وارحم اللهم اغفر له وارحم اللهم اكرم نزله ووسع مدخله اللهم اعط اهله الصبر والسلوان والله bless him, forgive him, give him the place in Jannah and give patience to his family, all the friends and the family members. Allah give them patience. والله keep us on the right path. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا البلاء وهذا الوباء. Allahumma ahfizna min kulli balai dunya wa azab al-akhira. Wallah, we pray to you to protect us from every difficulty, from every afflictions here in this world, and from every suffering and pain and punishment of the hereafter. Wallah, remove this pandemic from us. Wallah, remove this pandemic from us. Wallah, remove this pandemic from us. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khari khalqi Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahabihi wa adba'i ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته دكتور سيكي. Thank you.